Reno Center, January 2nd, 2022. After meditation and bhajans, Kavi starts the study circle.
For tonight's study circle, we're going to do two New Year's messages, one from Baba and one from Seth, and we'll talk about them. If you wish to embark on a new life, you need not wait for the arrival of a new year. Treat every second as new. Sanctify every moment of your life. This has to be done by realizing the unity of Sat, the divine, and Chit, the individual consciousness. When this union is achieved, Ananda, spiritual bliss, is experienced. This is the primary task before everyone. Every second should be regarded as an expression of the divine. This New Year's Day relates to the Christian era. December and January may come and go, but God neither comes nor goes. In this context, you have to bear in mind three things. One is that which, after it goes, will not come back. The second one is that which, after it comes, will not leave. The third is the one that neither comes nor goes. That which, when it comes, will not go is jnana, or spiritual wisdom. When this sublime knowledge comes to one, it would not leave him. The knowledge which comes and goes relates to the waking and sleeping states. Knowledge of supreme reality, when once it is acquired, will never go away. The knowledge that is lost is not true knowledge. Ignorance is the thing which, once it is gone, will not return. If it returns, it is ignorance piled on ignorance. This has been described as delusion within a delusion. That is Sai Baba's New Year message, January 1st, 1992. Sat. Hello, Ashavan. I wish each and every one of you a very happy Persian New Year. When we say new, it means brand new, and each of our days should start new, without memories, without a past. This is what we are going to try to do in this New Year. Just like a fresh new flower that gets delivered to our door each day, our heart is just as open with that same freshness and newness. This is what I want for all of us in this new year. We leave the memories and the emotions behind, and we allow the truth to shine on us daily and light our life. I leave each of you in divinity's hands. Sat, Persian New Year message, March 20th, 2021. Does anyone want to share something about either of these messages that touches or inspires you?
That they're so parallel.
Yeah. So parallel, and the one that touched my heart in both of them is the same, that Baba says every second should be regarded as an expression of divine, of the divine. That really inspired me. I don't know if it's stay in the moment or what, but that was huge for me. Which is the same as, you know, what Sat says.
Since Sat taught us or talked to us about new, every time I hear the word new, when I'm aware, it's stop and I feel empty. And just hearing it allows me to leave the memories and the emotions behind.
I have been, once in a while, lately, been noticing, like if I go to someone's house, like my parents' house or something, and then all of a sudden, right before I go, I realize, I think I know what's going to happen, I think I know what to expect, and I have all these things locked in my head about what it's going to be like, and then I realize, like, what kind of grace what kind of Ananda am I ignoring because I think I know everything, mm-hmm. you know? And I think, oh, I need to let go of this and open up to how great things could be. And it just happens once in a while. It kind of washes over me, and I'm very thankful for that. And I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Sai Baba says, treat every second as new. Sanctify every moment of your life. This has to be done by realizing the unity of the divine and the individual consciousness. When this union is achieved, Ananda is experienced. This is the primary task before everyone. Every second should be regarded as an expression of the divine. In your experience, what does it mean to treat every second as new, and or to sanctify every moment of your life? And the second part of the question, what tools or practices help you with this?
Like Adrian said, I practice this a lot when I go to my parents' house, because if I hear things that feel heavy to me or whatever, if I stay with that heaviness, then I can't be present in the moment and have the moment be new. So I really, really, really practice it. And I think the second part of your question, stop, is really the greatest tool for that, because I see myself, I catch myself, my mind wants to bring it back, wants to bring back the disturbing, and I just practice not going with it and allowing that moment to be new, because the heaviness was already gone, it's past. It's not in that new moment, it's not fresh. And I remember when you had the interview in Portugal, that was one of your replies to someone, was to treat each moment as if it's completely new and completely different from the last moment. And that always stayed with me, and I practiced that a lot.
For me at work, I work one day a week, and I'll read a chart before I see a patient, and my mind wants to plan out, oh, well, this is this, so then you have to do this, and this, and this, and it's going to be like this, and you're going to do this. And for me, this practice, I do it a lot at work. I drop all of that, and I just go in empty. I don't assume that I know what I'm going to be seeing or what I'm going to do about it. I leave it all at the door. And I think, yeah, like Ida said, I think it's stop, but also there's so much trust in it, because we've all seen that we really don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's so much better, like Sat says in this message, to allow the truth to shine on us. Another thing that it makes me think of, that I remember a lot, is Sat told me once that Shirdi Baba said that the expected will never happen, the unexpected definitely will. So where does that leave me in terms of planning or assuming? It seems funny.
Nisargadatta said that.
Oh, sorry.
It feels kind of like our assuming, like when we lock into what we think we know or expect, it's like those are chains almost that hold us down.
The first part of my question was, in your experience, what does it mean to treat every second as new? And or to sanctify every moment of your life?
The experience of being in the present, the practice of being in the present, has helped me a great deal to be silent, to be freer from my mental constructs, which is based on the past, mm-hmm. and sort of expectations of the future, mm-hmm. again, based on some mental constructs. Mm-hmm. When I'm in the present, there's nothing to expect. And mm-hmm. that has been very helpful to me. This also reminds me of Jesus' teaching about being childlike. Mm-hmm. experience everything as if it's like they haven't seen water, they see water for the first time. It's such a big deal for them. And to have that orientation, to be so intensely like focused on the present, is another way of this comes home to me and I can relate to this.
Yeah, and I would say the misery that comes to each human being is out of because of the memory. Memories are really a potent, destructive way of life.
For me, whenever I stay in the present, as I say, it's dropping behind the memories and the future, I could say like every time when I stayed like that, I could feel the grace within me. The grace is taking me forward. Thank you, sir, for that. I was not able to drop my baggage, or I'm not able to think of the future before, but with your guidance and with your tools, I could do it now. I could feel the grace. Thank you.
Yeah, for me, I think all of your tools and teachings help me. Anytime I can touch that source, I can feel we're now describing as that, or here describing as that newness. In a couple of specific examples, when you would have us walk with or look around with eyes half open, mm-hmm. and you were just, every moment was fresh. It was just a mm-hmm. fresh experience. Or when we would have us look at something fully or wholly, or listen wholly, I would feel that. But then last night, I was in the middle of the night. Some thoughts came to me, and they were old, repeated thoughts. And I knew it. I wasn't worried I would be able to dissolve these. I just had to go sit and do it, uh-huh. right? But as I did the trust meditation, and I really did it, I really did the whole, if you don't take thoughts, and I just sunk. And I just realized how new each moment was when I was experiencing it in that way. And it felt so clean and fresh. And it was beautiful. And I just, because this was fresh on my mind, I think I felt that new. Wow. It felt new to me. I felt it as new.
Last night I had a physical problem during the night. Pretty heavy stuff. And as you all said, once I went beyond the body and the thought of the body, there was nothing there. And I think this wisdom that we're given is not just for thoughts. It really also help in the time of need with the physical obstacles that the body experiences. And there was no other remedy. There was no other remedy at that moment but to just go beyond it. And that reminds me of Most Precious, where it says how to eliminate pain and suffering.
Is it the same tool and techniques as you do when you're eliminating suffering of the mind? For the body, is it the same approach?
Yeah, and more. It's a combination of, to go beyond. I don't want to teach right now.
Got it.
But I just wanted to share an experience from last night.
So in the Sat's message, this may be the same question, but let's try. When we say new, it means brand new. And each of our days should start new, without memories, without a past. What is your experience with this? Or what tools or practices help you start new without memories or past?
For me, it's to stop. I mean, most of the techniques work. I mean, all of the techniques work. But for me, it's just stop, not going with thoughts. Be vigilant to unconscious thoughts. That's what it tells me.
برای من قول اعتماد به اون قول که با فکرت نری رهاش بکنی همه چی پرفکته و اینکه خردهایی که کمک میاد برن با یادم میاد و یا با خود یادآوری میکنم اینه که ذهن مشکلی رو حل نمیکنه ولش کن
آمین لطفا مطلب رو گفت
و این تازگی رو میاره سبکی رو برام میاره و رها کردن افکار.
So Hela says for me it is remembering the promise and to stay on the promise and to remember that the mind can't help me, it never has, so let it go. And that brings newness, it brings lightness, and it allows me to let go of the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like going forward, it's easier not to construct these expectations, but things from my past, those are the harder ones to let go of. But because of our practice, the things now are easier.
In the book Silence of the Mind, Sat says that doing Are You With Me in the morning is a really good way to start the day new without any of the past memories and stories. When I remember that, I do it.
I remember in Bodrum 2, in the retreat Bodrum 2, the theme was be in the moment. And everywhere we were going, Sat, of course, was in front, said, be in the moment, stay in the moment. And it was a reminder for everybody.
I remember before this path, I used to wake up every morning, and it felt like there was a noose around my neck. The minute I woke up, that was it. It began. The clock was ticking, and it was getting tighter and tighter, and all I did was open my eyes. I didn't do anything. And I don't have that. Just a fear and apprehension. All the thoughts would flood in, and here we go again. That's what it was. Here we go again. Another day.
There's something that I think relates to that and to this idea of memories. It's from a blog chat, maybe it was last week, but we looked at a 2018 FDE, and Sat says, you are scared of being scared. If you were in the middle of a plane crash and the body gets afraid, then it has a right to be afraid. If you're standing on the edge of a cliff and someone pushes you, then you have the right to be afraid. Otherwise, being afraid of being afraid is a habit that you can now completely get rid of with the sword of truth. And that noose you're talking about, I had the same thing. And it was so much was just being afraid, a habit. It's just a habit of being afraid of of old. It's of just memories.
I love that being afraid of being afraid.
Yeah.
The double-decker bus.
I just love that it's a habit, you know? It's something we've been given tools to help break. So in Sat's message, she says, just like a fresh, new flower that gets delivered to our door each day, our heart is just as open with that same freshness and newness. What helps you experience an open heart like the one described here?
Love for the guru.
For me, like remembering the love of the guru and the presence of the guru and the grace of the guru. And it's such a good news that even like if I'm getting involved with some old stuff. There is something. It can be in the way of like a dream, a reminder, direct or indirect from you, and then all the joy and all the freshness is back, as if nothing happened the last night, and that's unbelievable. And this is because of you. That's possible, and I'm so grateful for that. It doesn't matter when you fall or you feel you're falling. It's as if it never happened the next day.
And it's crazy that lately I find that even an instant of being in your presence, the presence of divinity, 2 seconds, 2 minutes, it does the job. It is so quick and so like so on target, and then you're like, oh, I'm okay again. Okay.
Mine was similar to that. That direct experience of that grace really just can do wonders for me really quickly.
Like for me, every morning I get up, regardless of here or I'm not here, the first thing that comes to my mind, to my vision, everything is Sat, it's my beloved. And that starts my day beautifully.
Something that always gives me hope is knowing there's more Ananda to connect with. Not that I can, but just know that it's there and that I can keep working on it. That's really exciting, you know? Like, it's endless for us.
Yeah. Can we do an experiment? She was saying that it's really inspiring to know there is an Ananda that is waiting for us. And I agree with you. What if we experience it now? So let's see if Baba says that we are Ananda. Let's see if he's lying or not. Let's for a moment let go. And let's say to ourselves, I am Ananda. I am joy. I am joy, period. The end of the story. And gaze at your heart, and let's really believe that that's our reality. We don't have to become Ananda. What if we are right now? Ananda is joy. No matter what's going on in the mind or in the body, it's irrelevant. Just let's realize who we are. I am joy. I don't need to become joy. Let go in that. We let go of ourselves as we knew at a moment before. Okay, continue.
Just like a fresh new flower that gets delivered to our door each day, our heart is just as open with that same freshness and newness. How has an open heart benefited your life on this path?
How has it not benefited our life?
Kelly, we are full of ananda right now.
We can't talk to you.
How many people feel ananda? That is experiencing it now. I think this is a wrap.
Thank you.
Anybody has anything to share before we say namaste?
The joy makes me feel like a candle.
Yes. Yeah. That's who you are, Adrienne, and that's who I am. Go ahead.
Sacha, I have to agree. It's your intention, and it's nothing close to you that just does it every time. Ever since I met you for the first time.
Yeah.
It
stimulates your heart.
I can't take any credit for this.
Well, neither can I. In our oneness, we're having a good rapport. Now we can never take credit for what? We are Ananda. Namaste.